This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of February 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are very big jewellers. You have to make everyone wealthy by giving them the jewellery of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Question. Which main aspect should you be very careful about in order to make your life like a diamond? Answer. The company you keep. You children should keep the company of those who shower the rain of knowledge well. What benefit would there be in keeping the company of those who don't rain at all? The company you keep influences you a great deal. Some of you become like diamonds in good company. Others become like pebbles by keeping someone else's company. Those who are knowledgeable will definitely make others equal to themselves. They will take care of themselves by being careful about the company they keep. Om Shanti. Sweetest spiritual children, you remember the whole world and the whole drama very well in your intellects. This contrast is also in your intellects. All of this should remain firm in your intellects. Everyone in the Golden Age was elevated, viceless, pure and solvent. Now the world is corrupt, vicious, impure and insolvent. You children are now at the confluence age. You are going across to the other side. Where a river meets an ocean, it is called a confluence. On one side is sweet water, and on the other side salt water. So this too is a confluence. You know that it was definitely Lakshmi and Narayan's kingdom in the Golden Age. The cycle turns in this way. It is now the confluence. At the end of the Iron Age, everyone is unhappy. This is called a jungle. The Golden Age is called a garden. You are now becoming flowers from thorns. You children should have this consciousness. We are claiming the inheritance from the Unlimited Father. This needs to be kept in your intellects. The story of 84 births is very common. You understand that your 84 births have now ended. Your intellects are nourished with the fact that you are now going to the Golden Aged Garden. Our births will then not take place in this land of death. Our births will be in that land of immortality. Shiv Baba is also called the Lord of Immortality. He is telling us the story of immortality. There, whilst in bodies, we will remain immortal. We will leave our bodies happily at our own time. That land is not called a land of death. When you explain this to others, they will think that you have this complete knowledge. The world has a beginning and an end. A child becomes a youth and then grows old. The end comes, and then he becomes a child again. The world too becomes new, and then a quarter old, half old, and then it becomes completely old. Then it becomes new again. No others can talk about these things with one another. No others can have such discussions. No one but you Brahmins can receive this spiritual knowledge. When they come into the Brahmin clan, they can hear it. Only Brahmins would know these things. Even amongst Brahmins, you are number-wise. Some of you can explain accurately. Others cannot explain. They then don't receive anything. Amongst jewellers, you can see that some have stock worth millions, whereas others don't even have stock worth 10,000. You too are the same. For example, look at Janak. She is a good jeweller. She has valuable jewellery. She can donate that and make someone very wealthy. Some are small jewellers and cannot donate much, and so their status is much less. You are all jewellers. This jewellery is of the imperishable jewellers of this knowledge. Those who have good jewels will become wealthy and will also make others wealthy. It is not that everyone will be a good jeweler. Experienced jewelers are sent to big centres. Important people are given good jewellery. Experts work in big shops. Baba is also called the businessman and the jewel merchant. He does the business of jewels. He is also the magician, because only he has the key to divine visions. Someone who performs intense devotion has a vision. Here there is no such thing. Here, even while sitting at home, many suddenly have visions. Day by day, receiving visions will become easier. Many have visions of Brahma and also of Sri Krishna. They are told, go to Brahma. Go and study the study of how to become a prince. Those pure princes and princesses have continued to exist there. Princes are also called pure. Birth takes place through purity. Impure ones would be called corrupt. We have to become pure from impure. This should remain in your intellects, so that you too can explain to someone. People would then think they are very sensible. Tell them, we don't have that knowledge of the scriptures, etc. This is spiritual knowledge, which the spiritual father explains. This is the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. They too are creations. The creator is the one father. Those creators are of the limited. This is the unlimited Father, the unlimited Creator. The Father sits here and teaches you. You have to make effort. The Father makes you into flowers. You belong to the godly clan. The Father makes you pure. So if you become impure, you become those who defame the clan. The Father knows. Punishment will then be carried out through Dharamraj. Dharamraj is also with the Father. Dharamraj's duty is also coming to an end. It won't exist in the Golden Age. It will begin again in the Copper Age. The Father sits here and explains the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action. They say this one must have performed such actions in his previous birth that is the suffering for them. In the Golden Age they would not say that. There is no mention of suffering for bad actions there. Here both bad and good actions exist. Both happiness and sorrow exist here, but there is very little happiness. There is no name for sorrow. Where would sorrow come from in the Golden Age? You receive the inheritance of the new world from the Father. Only the Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You know when sorrow began. It is written in the scriptures that the duration of the cycle is very long. You now know that our sorrow is being removed for half a cycle and that we attain happiness. It is very easy to explain how this world cycle turns. None of these things can be in anyone's intellect except yours. When hundreds of thousands of years are mentioned, all other things leave the intellect. You now know that this cycle is 5,000 years. It is a matter of yesterday when it was the kingdoms of the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. It is said the day of Brahmins. The day of Shiv Baba isn't said. It is the day of Brahmins and then the night of Brahmins. Brahmins too then go on to the path of devotion. Now it is the confluence. It is neither day nor night. You know that you become Brahmins, then deities, and then warriors in the Silver Age. Keep this firmly in your intellects. No one knows these things. They say it is written in the scriptures that the duration is very long. Where did you get this calculation from? This drama is eternally predestined. No one knows this. It is in the intellects of you children that the golden and silver ages last for half a cycle, and that devotion then begins in the middle. That becomes the confluence of the silver and copper ages. Those scriptures, etc., are gradually created in the copper age. There is so much paraphernalia of the path of devotion. The tree is so tall and wide. Its seed is Baba. It is an inverted tree. First and foremost is the original eternal deity religion. These things that the Father tells you are completely new. No one knows the founder of this deity religion. Sri Krishna is a child. The one who gives this knowledge is the Father. They have removed the Father's name and replaced it with the name of the Son. They have only shown the divine activities, etc., of Sri Krishna. The Father says, the divine activities are not Sri Krishna's. They also sing, O Lord, your wonderful games are unique and unlimited. The divine activities are those of only the One. The praise of Shiv Baba is unique. He is the one who remains constantly pure. In spite of that, he cannot enter a pure body. After all, they call him to come into the impure world and purify us. Therefore, the Father says, I have to come into this impure world. I come and enter this one's body at the end of his many births. The Father says, the main aspect is remember Alpha. All the rest is detail. Not everyone can imbibe that. I only explain to those who can imbibe it. To the rest I say, man above. everyone's intellect is number-wise. Some clouds shower a great deal of rain, and some shower a little rain and go away. You are also clouds. Some don't shower rain at all. They do not have the strength to draw this knowledge. Mama and Baba are good clouds. You children should keep the company of those who shower the rain of this knowledge well. What will happen by keeping the company of those who don't rain at all? Your company influences you a great deal. Some become like diamonds in someone's company, whereas others become like pebbles in the company of others. You should hold on to those who are good. Someone who is knowledgeable will make others become like flowers equal to himself. Keep the company of those who have been made knowledgeable and into yogis by the true Father. Do not think that you will hold on to someone's tail and go across. Many say this. That aspect does not apply here. Would a student pass by holding on to someone's tail? He would have to study. The Father also comes and gives this knowledge. He knows, at this time I have to give this knowledge. On the path of devotion, it isn't in his intellect that he has to go and give this knowledge. This is all fixed in the drama. Baba doesn't do anything. If someone's part is of having a divine vision in the drama, then that one receives a vision. The Father says, it is not as though I sit and grant visions, it is fixed in the drama. If someone wants to have a vision of a goddess, that goddess would not grant it. They say, O God, grant me a vision. The Father says, if it is fixed in the drama, it will happen. I too am bound by the drama. Baba says, I have come into this world. I am speaking through this one's mouth. I am seeing you through this one's eyes. If this body were not here, how would I be able to see you? I definitely have to come into this impure world. After all, I am not invited to heaven. I am only invited to the confluence. When it is the confluence, I come and adopt a body. Only then do I see you. Whilst in the incorporeal form, I cannot see anything. A soul cannot do anything without organs. Baba says, how would I be able to see? How could I make any movements or speak without a body? It is blind faith when they say, God sees everything, he does everything. How would he see? When he receives organs, he is able to see. The Father says, everyone does good and bad work according to the drama. It is fixed. I do not sit and keep an account of the many millions of souls. When I have a body, I do everything. It is also then that they call me Karan Karavanhar. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to call me that. It is when I enter this one that I am able to purify. What can the soul do from up above? He can only play a part through a body. I too come and play a part here. I don't have a part in the Golden Age. Without having a part, no one can do anything. A soul cannot do anything without a body. When a soul is invoked, he can only speak when he has entered a body. No one can do anything without organs. This is explanation in detail. Still, the main aspect you are told is, remember the Father and the inheritance. The unlimited Father is so great. You would have received your inheritance from him at some point. No one knows this. They call out, come and remove our sorrow and bestow happiness. However, when? No one knows this. New children are now listening to new things. You know that you are now becoming immortal. You are going to that land of immortality. How many times have you been to that land of immortality? Countless times. There is never an end to this. Many ask, can we not attain total liberation? Tell them, no, this is an original eternal drama. It can never be destroyed. This eternal cycle definitely continues to turn. It is at this time that you children know the true Lord. You are sannyasis, not those fakirs, the religious beggars. Sannyasis can also be called fakirs. You are Raj Rishis. Rishis are called sannyasis. You are now becoming wealthy again. Bharat was so wealthy. It has now become such a beggar. The unlimited Father has come and is giving you the unlimited inheritance. There is also the song, Baba, no one else can give us what you give us. You make us into the masters of the world. No one can loot this from us. Those who compose such songs don't think about the meaning of them. You know that there won't be any partition, etc. there. Here there are so many partitions. There, the sky, the land, everything remains yours. So you children should have so much happiness. Always understand that it is Shiv Baba who speaks, because he never takes a holiday. He never becomes sick. Your remembrance should only be of Shiv Baba. He is called egoless. I do this, I do that. You should not have such an ego. To do service is your duty. There is no need for ego in this. When ego comes, you fall. Continue to do service. This is spiritual service. All the rest is physical. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Show the return of what the Father teaches you by becoming flowers. Make effort. Never defame the name of the godly clan. Keep the company of only those who are knowledgeable and yogis. 2. Renounce the consciousness of I. Become egoless and do spiritual service. Consider service to be your duty, Do not have arrogance. Blessing. May you truly die alive and transform all wastefulness with pure intentions and elevated feelings. Bapdada Srimat is, children, do not listen to anything wasteful, or speak anything wasteful, or think anything wasteful. Always think with pure feelings, and always speak auspicious words. Listen to anything wasteful with pure intentions. Have pure and positive thoughts for others, and those will transform the intentions behind the words. Constantly keep your intentions and feelings elevated. Transform yourself, but do not think about transforming others. Transformation of oneself becomes the transformation of others. In this, let me be first. Only in this life of dying alive is there pleasure. This is known as the great sacrifice. In this, die happily. This dying is living. This is the true donation of life. Slogan. With the concentration of your thoughts, elevated transformation can take place at fast speed. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. The power of the gathering can achieve whatever is needed. The memorial of the unity of the gathering are the five Pandavas. The power of unity is shown by saying, Haji, Haji. They gave their ideas and then tied themselves in a bond of unity. This unity is the means of success. Om Shanti.